Title: Guide for Bass Wobble Using Groove Pool Tricks in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Advanced. Alright, let's get into an advanced jungle bass workflow in Ableton Live 12 where the wobble isn't coming from a basic LFO. It's coming from timing, swing, and that micro push-pull that makes old-school bass feel like it's physically interlocking with the break. If you've ever heard a 92-97 style roll where the bass feels alive under an amen or a think, but it's not doing obvious modern dubstep-style filter wobble, this is the core idea. Groove is your modulation source, not just for drums, for bass movement. By the end, you'll have a two-layer bass, a stable mono sub that stays confident on big systems and a mid layer that does the dancing. The mid layer's wobble will come from groove pool timing shifts, groove pool velocity shaping, a little controlled randomness, and optionally a resample and gate trick for that sampled, committed jungle attitude. Let's set the scene. First, session setup. Put your tempo in the 165 to 172 range. I like 170 as a sweet spot for this lesson. Drop in a classic break loop. Amen, think, hot pants. Whatever you've got that screams jungle, warp it properly. This matters more than people want to admit, because if the break is already drifting or the transient markers are weird, then when you extract a groove, you're literally extracting mistakes. So do a quick sanity pass. Make sure the transients line up in a believable way, especially those ghost notes. For warp mode, you can go complex pro if you want it smoother, or beats if you want the transients crisp and snappy. The key is, make it tight to the grid before you add swing. We want groove to be the boss, not a band-aid. Now, build your bass instrument rack. Create a MIDI track and name it Bass Rack, then load an instrument rack. We're going to make two chains. Chain A is SUB. Clean, stable fundamentals. Put operator on there. Oscillator as a sine wave. Pull the level down a bit, like -6 to -12 dB. That headroom is not optional. Jungle gets loud fast. Add saturator with just a little drive, like 1 to 3 dB. Soft clip-on. Then EQ8, low pass around 120 to 160 Hz with a gentle slope. We're intentionally keeping the sub boring, in the best way. Then utility, make sure the bass is mono. If you want to be extra precise, you can do a rack split and only force mono below around 150 Hz, but the simple version works. Mono the sub. Do not groove the sub later. I'll say that again because it's one of the biggest mistakes. Do not groove the sub. If the low end starts flaming against the kick and snare, you'll feel it as smear and instability. Chain B is MID, this is where the character lives. You can go wave eatable for modern control, or operator for an old school resish vibe. If you choose operator, start with a saw on osc A and a saw on osc B, detune slightly. If you choose wave eatable, pick a table that's not too polite, maybe something a bit harsher, but keep your width in check. Then put auto filter on the mid, low pass 24 dB or the MS2 model if you want some grit. Add some drive, maybe 3 to 8 dB. Keep envelope amount small, because we're about to make velocity do the heavy lifting. After that, add saturator or roar. If you use roar, try a warm or crunch style, but keep the low end controlled. If you use saturator, analog clip mode. Drive around 4 to 8 dB, soft clip on. Then EQ8, high pass around 80 to 120 Hz so the mid doesn't fight the sub. If it gets boxy, do a small cut around 250 to 400 Hz. Key concept. Sub stays straight. Mids do the dance. Now we need a bass line that's designed to be grooved. Make a 2-bar MIDI clip. All jungle rolls often move around root, fifth, octave, with syncopation and space for the snare. Keep your notes fairly short, like eighths and sixteenths. Short notes give the groove room to create motion. Here's an example pattern in a minor you can adapt. Bar 1, at 1-1. Another around 1-2-3. G at 1-3-3. At 1-4-2. Bar 2, at 2-1. C at 2-2-3. G at 2-3-3. At 2-4-2. Don't get stuck copying that exactly. The point is, you want a pattern with offbeat energy that can be pushed and pulled. Now we go to the groove pool. Open it up. In live, that little triangle reveals it down in the lower left area. Load some grooves. You can grab MPC-style swings like Swing 16-57 or Swing 16-65. If you want something heavier, Swing 16-75 exists, but be careful, that can get cartoonish fast. But the most authentic move is this. Extract groove from your break. Right-click the break clip and choose Extract Groove. That groove will carry the fingerprint of the break's timing and dynamics. That's where the magic comes from, because now your bass isn't just swinging. It's swinging like your break swings. Now the main trick. Apply groove to the bass MIDI clip, but think of timing versus velocity as two separate jobs. Click your bass MIDI clip, choose a groove from the pool, and start with groove amount around 30 to 60%. Don't crank it immediately. We're going to shape it. Now click the groove itself in the groove pool. You'll see parameters like timing, velocity, and random. Here are some good starting ranges. Timing, 60 to 90. Velocity, 10 to 35. Random, 5 to 20. Let me translate what that does in musical terms. Timing is your push-pull. That's the wobble feel in time. It makes the bass feel like it's leaning into the break or laying back behind it. Velocity is your dynamics, but we're going to weaponize it. Velocity will become tonal wobble, because you'll map velocity to the sound. Random is the anti-loop button. A little bit prevents the identical cycle vibe. Too much turns your bass into a drunk musician falling downstairs. Jungle swing is confident. It can be loose, but it's intentional. Now, the critical step. Map velocity to wobble tone, because if you don't do this, groove velocity is basically wasted, and you'll think this whole method doesn't work. Go into your mid-chain synth. In Wavetable or Operator, route velocity to filter cutoff by a small amount. Also route velocity to something that changes harmonics, like drive amount or even FM amount very subtly if you know what you're doing. Keep it tasteful. We're not trying to turn each note into a different preset. If you're in Wavetable, a solid starting point is velocity to filter frequency somewhere like plus 10 to plus 25. Then a subtle velocity influence on drive, if the device or your rack macro allows it. Teacher tip here. Mapping velocity only to volume can feel underwhelming behind a break, because the break masks volume changes. Mapping velocity to harmonics, like distortion drive or filter cutoff, reads through the mix more clearly. That's how the groove speaks on small speakers and still feels nasty on a rig. At this point, press play and listen to the relationship between the break and the bass mid. Do a micro-timing sanity check. Listen for flam against the snare. If the bass transient consistently lands just before the snare, it can feel like it's leaning forward, energetic. If it lands late, it can feel heavy, but sometimes sluggish. In jungle, the snare is the anchor. The bass can dance around it, but you don't want the snare to lose its authority. Once it feels right, commit the groove. But do it the smart way. Duplicate the clip first, then commit on the duplicate. Committing turns the groove into actual MIDI offsets. That means your timing is real and layering, resampling, and editing get way more predictable. It also stops you from chasing a moving target if you keep changing groove settings later. Even more advanced, don't commit globally. Commit tactically. Maybe you only commit bars 7 and 8 where the fill happens. Think of it like comping takes. Straight section, grooved section, mangled section, then back to straight. Now for the old school sauce, groove-driven gating using resampling. This is how you get that choppy, sampled bounce without it sounding like a clean synth LFO. Create a new audio track called Bass MID Resample. Set its input to your bass track, post effects, and record 4 to 8 bars focusing on the mid character. You can keep the sub as MIDI the whole time. In fact, you should. The sub is your anchor. Now on the resampled audio, add beat repeat. Set interval to 1 bar or half a bar. Grid to 1/16th. Gate around 30 to 60%. Chance around 10 to 25%. Variation 0 to 20. Pitch at 0 to keep it classic. Mix around 10 to 35%. The idea is controlled chaos, not a glitch showcase. Then, apply groove to the audio clip too. Yes, audio. Choose the same groove and set groove amount around 20 to 50%. If it works, commit it. Now you've stacked groove timing on the audio transients plus beat repeat gating. This starts to feel like sampling culture, like you printed a bass and started abusing it like a record, not like a pristine modern synth patch. Extra coach move. Use two grooves at once, but in different jobs. Put groove A, extracted from the break, on the bass MIDI clip so it inherits the break's natural pocket. Then put groove B, maybe an MPC swing preset, only on the resampled audio layer. That separates human timing from hardware swagger, without turning your core MIDI into soup. Now, glue the bass to the break with sidechain. Put a compressor on the mid-chain or a bass bus, and sidechain it from the break track or the kick. Ratio 2 to 1 to 4 to 1. Attack 5 to 20 milliseconds. Release around 60 to 140, depending on tempo and feel. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. This isn't just loudness control, it's feel control. Sidechain makes the bass breathe with a break, and with groove on top, it starts to feel like a performance. Now, arrangement. Here's an 8-bar jungle loop blueprint that works ridiculously often. Bars 1 to 4, stable bass groove, minimal variation. Let the break and the pocket do the talking. Bars 5 to 6, Automate groove amount up slightly, like plus 10%, and maybe add one higher note to lift the phrase. Bar 7. Drop the bass for half a bar. Classic tension. Bar 8. Bass fill. This is where you automate beat repeat mix up, maybe to 35%, and then snap it back after the fill. Another high-level arrangement trick. Groove automation is energy automation. Instead of only opening a filter, automate three things over a phrase: the clip's groove amount, the groove's velocity parameter in the groove pool, and sidechain release time slightly shorter as you approach the drop. It feels like the bassist is digging in harder, not like you're just turning knobs. One more sneaky trick, the pre-drop timing vacuum. Two bars before the drop, reduce groove amount toward zero on the bass mid so it tightens up. Then at the drop, slam back to the grooved setting. Tight to loose contrast makes the drop feel wider without adding any layers. Let's hit common mistakes, so you don't waste an hour debugging why it sounds wrong.